It was the site of events that would change the history of this nation and in turn influence the world. While the town is almost gone, its impact is not. And we'll go there next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The town of Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, has but a couple hundred residents these days, but the impact of this town in the nation's history remains large.
Prior to the Civil War, Harpers Ferry was a town of about 3,000 people, a lot of water-powered industries, and of course, really the building block of the town's economy was the Harpers Ferry Armory, the gun factory.
The arsenal was established in 1801 and could turn out more than 10,000 muskets and rifles every year. Creighton Waters is a native of this place and retells the town's story. He says it was the factory that made this a giant town on the frontier, and it was also the factory that would turn this place into a near ghost town.
What was once a thriving industrial community is really left in shambles by war's end. The armory was definitely a target here right off the bat and really put us right in the crosshairs of both Union and Confederate forces on the eve of Civil War.
Remember that although today this is Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, back then it was just Harpers Ferry, Virginia. West Virginia wasn't created until 1863. This was a place torn between two states and two armies.
Virginia claims it's now part of the South. The federal government still has a claim to it. It was initially supposed to be a federal armory. So that put us in a quandary here right on the eve of war in April of 61.
Harpers Ferry literally went from being at the center of it all to suddenly dwindling to a population of just 300 by war's end. However, what this town is most noted for is John Brown's raid, an ambush in 1859 that would help spark the Civil War. Creighton tells that story next time as we travel the countryside. In Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.